Agudmoyit. I want to speak about today. It's a topic that's not so clear in Halacha. I mean, some every person's got slightly different minhagim at home, how they do. And due to my minhag at home, I wanted to go into to look into how the basis for Halacha for certain, to work out exactly al pi Halacha, how brachas are meant to be recited. So in Halacha, the topic we're going to speak about is the sugya of Berev Am Hadras Melech. The pasuk in Mishlei, it says, the Berev Am, when you want to honor Hashem, Hadras Melech, when you want to give honor to the king, we do it Berev Am. This din of Berev Am manifests itself in three different ways in Halacha. One way is, if you do a mitzvah, even if one person is doing a mitzvah, but you should do it in public. There's a Kohen Gadol when he used to offer up to burn the power of Yom Kippur. He used to do it, and there used to be lots of people standing around him. Hooray Kohen Gadol, Shukoye, in Hooray Parvistoy, and Esophim. Hooray Parvistoy, and Esophim, in Hooray Kohen Gadol, Shukoye. The Gemara explains in Yoma Dabayin, because of Berev Am Hadras Melech, there was an inyan of many people standing around when the person is doing the mitzvah. Even though it's only one person doing a mitzvah, there's an inyan that it should be done in public. Then there's an inyan of Berev Am Hadras Melech, that if we're doing one mitzvah, we should have many people involved in that mitzvah. Halacha lemaisa, this is that the Rishonim say that if we're davening Shachris and Musaf, we should have two chazonim. One chazon for Shachris, we should have a Baal Keir, we should have a Baal Musaf. We should have many people involved in performing the mitzvah. This is based on Gemara Sochim that says that when he used to pass the dam of the korban, he used to pass from Keirin to Keirin to Keirin to Keirin. And he used to bring the Evarim, he used to do it with many Keirinim. The idea is, the more people involved in a mitzvah, the more covered it is for Hashem, Berev Am Hadras Melech. And then there's the third aspect of Berev Am Hadras Melech. If many people are performing a mitzvah, it should be done together. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said by Bikurim, that they used to bring the Bikurim, so you used to all gather together, and then go up to Yerushalayim together. Why? Because of many people involved in doing the same mitzvah, again, is an idea of Berev Am Hadras Melech. Slightly different to the previous case where it was one mitzvah should be done by many people. So the Baal Tfilah, Shachis, Musaf, and Baal Keir. It's one inyan of Tfilah being done by many people. Split up the mitzvah by many people. And here, we're all doing the same mitzvah, but we should do it together. We should do it, Berev Am Hadras Melech. We should all be involved in bringing the Bikurim at one time, rather than each person doing it in their own time. If you have a minyan where there's 10 people, and you have a minyan of 100 people, Berev Am Hadras Melech, we should go and daven with a minyan of 100 people. Why? Again, the same idea. The more people involved in a mitzvah, brings greater honor to Hashem, Berev Am Hadras Melech. There is a chiddush brought down in the Gemara, based on the Gemara in Brachos of Nun Gimel, brought down in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, Simarish Tzadiches, that what happens on Motzei Shabbos is the din, you have to make a bracha on the Ner, Berim Ha'er Eish. So we do it in the Avdara, but Bikaron, it doesn't have to be done in Avdara. And it says, what happens if there's people learning in Shul, in the Beis Medrash, and along comes the Ner, to make the bracha Berim Ha'er Eish. So how should we do this? Should each person do it on their own? Okay. Should each person do it on their own? Does anyone know how to turn this off? Oh, I have to go. Okay. Sure. Okay, so as we were saying, so if there's one there, there's a ner that we now have to make a bracha on the Berim Ha'er Eish, and the shaila is how to do it. Should each person do it on their own, or should one person make the bracha on behalf of the whole tzibur? But it's all Berev HaMadrus Melech, one person should make the bracha on behalf of the whole tzibur. But the halach is not, but it's Machlik Bisham Vishile. Machlik Bisham Vishile. Bisham I hold that since if every person would stop now and one person should make the bracha, there'll be bittul toyo, because everyone has to stop to wait to hear the chaz and make the bracha over the nair. Therefore we say, each person should make the bracha on their own. Masha'in kein b'silel, b'silel say no, b'reiv amadus merech requires one person to make the bracha on behalf of the whole tzibur. And that's an amazing thing. Machzor Shekel points out, you see, even on the expense of bittul toyo, we say every person wait. We all wait till everyone's ready. Then the chazan makes the bracha b'meish, and that way we're mekayim in the mitzvah of Berev HaMadrus Melech. So this is a sefer chiddush on the idea of Berev HaMadrus Melech. If you have one person who's able to make a bracha on behalf of everyone, it's better for that one person to make the bracha on behalf of everyone rather than each person making their bracha at the same time. Or even not at the same time, each person making their own bracha. And that's paskened in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadiches, if you doubt it. And Mishnah Berurah brings it a couple of places, one of them in Siman Rishut Gimel, he talks about Kosa HaPeskim, Im Kama Anoshim Oysim Mitzah Achas, Mitzah Lechatchila, She'echad Yevarach V'kulom, Devroiv Am, Hadas Melech. That's the mitzah. We find in two other places this idea of one person making a bracha on behalf of others. What happens if there's two babies that need a bris mila and it's happening in the same time? So Shulchan Aruch in Rishamach Vav in Rishamachay in Yeridea says that Mishayish Roshnei Tinoik is Lomol Yivarach Bracha Achas Lishneim. Now Filim Shnayim Molim, even if there's two Molim, one person, the first one will make the bracha ala mila, and it'll work for the second one. And the second one will make the bracha Hashem Kiddush, you did me better, and the bracha afterwards, which will work for the first. Again, you see the idea that one person make a bracha on behalf of the other. And again, by Sheva brachas, we have two chasanim. So again, instead of making separate Sheva brachas, Shulchan Aruch says that you should make one Sheva brachas on behalf of both. Rav Am Hajus Melech. The Mal brings down that Yishrei not to do that, because I know. But the idea, Shulchan Aruch says, at least in those two places, of both by Mila and by Sheva Brachas, the idea of one person being Moitzi, others. And we saw that by the Ner as well. Saw by Bo Mareish, Berev HaMadrus Melech, one person should be Moitzi, everyone. And that's how we do in Shul. And Baal Tekeah gets up to blow the Shofar. And Ishmael calls Shofar. Not everyone makes their own bracha and then we blow. One person makes the bracha on behalf of everyone. When they're about to read the Megillah, they don't have every person making their own bracha, liquor Megillah. No. One person, the Balkoria, makes the bracha on behalf of everyone. Right, indeed. Yeah, Vada. Yeah. To add to that point, is it maybe even a greater cover that way? Then only is the person making bracha, there's people answering Amin to it. Quite right, Rabbi. In Tzatzeini, there's many places in Shulchan Aruch that it seems otherwise. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzitzis says that when many people are putting on their talisim, im shnayim ashloishim mitatvim betalis ke'achas, many people are putting on talisim ke'achas, kulam mevorchim, each one makes their own bracha. Im rotzu, if they want, one can make a bracha on behalf of others. Sounds like Mishavuz Medayik in Shulchan Aruch. Erchatchila Shulchan Aruch holds each person should make their own bracha. Mishabura right now I'm chaylek. Many poskim he says a chaylek. The Pveiga, the Megadim, the chaylek. What do you mean? Berev HaMadrus Melech. One person should definitely make on behalf of others. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzitzis says no. One person, each person should make their own bracha. Each person should make their own bracha. If they want, one person can make a bracha for others. But Bikaron Erchatchila each person should make their own bracha. What in Hilchos Shchita, Simin Yutes, two people shechting different animals. Shulchan Aruch again says that Yochai levorcha echel loitze chaveir. He can, if he wants, be moitzi his friend. Again, he can. Masvel chatchile, each person makes their own bracha. There's an amazing machlokes that's hinted to in Shulchan Aruch Sim involved in Ayachayim. The Mabit is marich in Shuvas about whether it's right, and then you probably see this in Shuls, whether it's right for each person to say Birchas Shacha, and other people answer Amen, and then he says Birchas Shacha, everyone answers Amen. The Mabit marich very against this idea, because how can it be? It should be that one person make the bracha Birchas Shacha, and everyone else should listen and say Amen. Not that each person should be making his own. And marich, at least two tshuvas on the topic. Shulchan Aruch, it's involved, says, Yesh noyagim, that each person goes round and says, one person says it and everyone answers Amen, then the other person says Amen. Says Shulchan Aruch, Ve'ein la'ari aleim. Don't make a big fuss about it. Ein la'ari aleim. Somebody says that. There is such a minig. Ein la'ari aleim. What do you mean, Ein la'ari aleim? Of course, la'ari aleim. What happened to Brave Amadus Melech? Again, Shulchan Aruch not bothered about Brave Amadus Melech. What's Pshat? Yeah. Ein la'ari aleim. There's a nidin. Maybe it's the Bokshin Tzicha. There's a nidin about it. But Ein la'ari aleim. Again, we see Shulchan Aruch is not bothered about the idea of Brave Amadus Melech. And again, in Halacha Lemaisa, we find many cases when each person makes his own bracha. For instance, Sri Yisoyimed, the Chazan or the Rav gets up and says the bracha, Sheikh Dushonu, Sri Yisoyimed, and yet every person makes their own bracha of Sri Yisoyimed, Halel. Unless you're davening in the Chuvah Shul in the old city, the minig here is that the Chazan makes the bracha, Sheikh Dushonu, Likre Halel, and then every person says their own bracha. We don't say, Brave Amad Yismelech, let's be eight through the Chazan's bracha. The Kohenim get up, each one makes their own bracha. Why is it? Why don't we have one Kohen says, I'm talking about the bracha before the bracha of Yerecha. Why don't we have one Kohen saying, Hashem Kedushonu V'Kedushosu Shel Aharon, and we might see all the Kohenim, Medin, B'Rev HaMajas Melech. So, we find this theory in what the Minig seems to be. Certain brachas, Ki Shofa, Mikra Megillah, we're happy to rely on the Chazan. Other brachas, we don't want to rely on the Chazan. Vikra Halel, Vikas Koinim, Tisoyme. Oh, very good. Okay, great. All right, you can stand here to say this here. I'll try to arrange, there won't be any disturbances. But Rabbi is asking whether it's by Mila there's a din that you have to do it that way. Is that what Shulchan Aruch is saying? You have to have one mile being made to the others or not? So the Tvoa Shoy and the Atzus Chaim, they understood that Mr. Shulchan Aruch was saying that you should do it that way. It's not muchach. It's not muchach in the words of Shulchan Aruch that way. He could be just saying it's possible to do it that way. It's not muchach. They understood, and therefore they asked you as a kasha. So. Oh, very good question. Right, excellent. Excellent, very good question. What happens if you have six people eating together, so you want to split up into two zimuns? Is that the right thing to do? Or maybe Brave Amad Yismelech, you have to have all six together. What happens if you have a shul where you have a person's got a yichir for his great-grandmother's aunt, and there's other people who got a yichir for father? He says, okay, no problem, we'll split up the minion. And we'll have one minion at the back. Is that the right thing to do? What happened to Brave Amad Yismelech? Yeah. So Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Sim Reish Yud Gimel, he is Omed on this Nakuda. And he has a very radical way of looking at it and saying like this. Avad is an Indian of Brave Amad Yismelech. One person making a bracha on behalf of everyone is a Gevaldi Gezach, Brave Amad Yismelech. But there's a big drawback. If one person is making a bracha on behalf of each other, of everyone else, they themselves won't be making a bracha. There'll be one person who will be their Shliach to make a bracha on their behalf. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's better, or at least it's got a mile in it, for each person to make their own bracha rather than relying on a shliach, of making a bracha for them. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, a person got choice. A person got choice. He can, if he wants, perform the mitzvah on his own. Somebody is standing there with a talis, like the loss of Shulchan Aruch. There's six people, three people with a talis. They want to know, should we put on the talis? Should each person make the bracha or rely on one? Your choice. You can rely, if you want, on Brave Amazis Melech. It's also a good thing. But on the other hand, there's definitely a mile in each person making their own bracha. Therefore, if they want, and maybe even a chatchila, it's better for themselves to make the bracha. So the chidush, Shemei ka'oina, you're listening, the way it's working, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is midin shlichus. He, the one making the bracha, is making the bracha on my behalf, and that way, it's as if I was mekai in the mitzvah. It's a shliach, and it's better for a person to do the mitzvah on his own. We saw, by the ne'er, that we saw it's better for one person to make a bracha on the other, even though it was an expense of bittul toyo. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's a difference if you're all doing one mitzvah together, than if you're each person doing his own mitzvah. When we're all joining together to have, to make a bracha on the ne'er, we're all having the same hanah at the same time from the ne'er, then it's an inyan, we all become like one goof. We'll be magdalis in a minute a little bit better. We become like one goof, and then indeed, one person makes the bracha on the other. There's a gemara that says that by birchas ne'enin, if you're yichron rab, there's a gemara that if we all come together to drink wine, or we all come together to eat, it's a seder, we decide where we're going to eat, then one person makes the bracha on behalf of everyone. If we're all eating on our own, then each person makes their own bracha. What's this idea that if we all come together, then we make, one person makes the bracha on behalf of others? So the Ran in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, explains it. He says, why is it by mitzvahs, every person makes their own bracha? And by mitzvahs, one person can make a bracha, and the others don't need an idea of a seder of everyone coming together. And by bechzanenin, one person can only be made the others if they all come together and decide they want to eat together. So he explains, says the Ran, that Bikuran, every time a person has a no, he should thank Hashem for the ano. He had a personal ano, he should thank Hashem personally. But if we decided we're all eating together, the loss of the Ran is the domo kukulu kechad gufa. We all become like one unit. We become like one unit, and then when one person is making a bracha, it's as if we're all making the bracha. This seems to be a new idea, not based on shlichus. It's an idea that if it's a birchus chabura, with chabura benching together, then the bracha of one counts on behalf of everyone, and then there's no union of each person making their own bracha. If we're all having the same hanot together, we're all acting as one unit, then there's no union of each person making their own bracha because I don't want to be yoitz as a shliach. No, adrabe, we're all one unit, and therefore adrabe, brave amadus melech. And he explains that's the reason why by tkiyus shofar and by mikra megillah and by birchas me'ereish we have one person making the bracha, because since we're all joining together to hear this tkiyus shofar. Since we're all joining together to hear the Kriyas Megillah or to have an off from the net, it's all one unit. If it's one unit, then one bracha on behalf of everyone. Adrabe, it's better for one person to make the bracha on behalf of everyone rather than each person making their own bracha. Because if each person makes their own bracha, we're lacking in Brei Vam Adis Melech. If one person makes the bracha on behalf of everyone, we've got the Brei Vam. You're saying it's a chsoron of shlichus? It's not chsoron of shlichus. Here we're all one unit. One person is, we're not multitudes of people, we're one group of people, one unit, and therefore one of us makes the bracha on behalf of others. So that's how he explains by tzitzis. Why by tzitzis the Shulchan Aruch saying you can choose what you want to do? Because the tzitzis, every person doing his own mitzvah. If everyone's doing his own mitzvah, then we're not one unit. If so, remember, there's a clash here. On the one hand, you've got Brevam. On the other hand, if I let the other person doing it, I'm losing out on my saying of the mitzvah. Therefore, if you want to do this way, you could do this way, you could choose which one you want to do. You want to make your own bracha and be mekayem the mitzvah with yourself, gevaldik. You want to be yoitz al yedei brei v'am, also gevaldik. You could do which one you want. How do you get out of the idea of the bris milah and sheva brachas? That's a little bit complicated. The Malbim says the same halach. The Malbim in Altus Chaim, gevaldik is safe at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, anywhere on the first few simonim. He addresses this Likud, he says, Mamish Lai Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he is bothered about the idea of Bismillah, he gives an answer, the Ayin Shom. Shulchan Aruch Rav also gives an answer to answer the Bris Mila. But all this is in the idea of the Mahalach of Shulchan Aruch Rav, that b'met, when one person makes a broch, he's acting as a shliach, and therefore there's a chsoren somewhat in relying on brave am, and therefore a person got a choice which one you want to do. Other chroinim, including Mishnah Berurah, don't hold by that. As we said, right, it's asif betzitzis, where each person is doing his own mitzvah, Mishnah Berurah says that the chroinim paskin, that it's better brave am. So, they obviously don't hold of this idea of Shulchan Aruch Rav. And indeed, to Roshoi, he explains, to Roshoi's a new idea, but he brings the tshuva to Mabit. This is the tshuva of Mabit, where he's discussing this idea where every person makes his own Bechus HaShacha. Tshuva to Mabit, he's oimed on these Likudis, and he suggests a few different Mahalchim to explain why by Tzitzis, is there by Shchita, do we find that every person makes their own Bracha? What happened to Brave Am Hadris Melech? Zot Mabit, it depends on the situation. If we're all standing there, ready to do the mitzvah, then one person made the bracha. But the problem is with the talis, one person's busy shaking out his talis, getting ready, checking the tzitzis, unwinding it. Every person's involved in their mitzvah, not ready exactly. So in rotsu means if they're ready to make the bracha together, then breivam. But otherwise, every person should make their own bracha. Why? Because if one person will make the bracha, then there'll be a hefsek. The hefsek between the bracha and the person being behind the mitzvah. Much better to make the bracha and the mitzvah straight away. And therefore, that's chat and shulchan aruch. For mitzvah, aloch is, reivam hajus melech, it's much better for one person to make the bracha on behalf of everyone, as we do by kir shofar, as we do by mikra megillah. However, if we're not all going to be ready, by shchita, person makes a bracha the shchita, another one person still has to check his knife, the other one has pushed the animal down, there'll be a break between the bracha and the mitzvah. So therefore it's better in that case, if they're not all ready for it, they should make a bracha, each one on their own. What about tzitzoyim? We have the Rav or the Chazan making the bracha, we're all standing there ready to make to count. Why is it that we all make our own tzitzoyim? So a different shuv of the Mabit suggests a different shot that we're slightly worried, if doesn't, you know, to be out with the bracha, it's not so simple, just listening to the bracha. You have to have kavana to be out to the bracha of the person reciting the bracha. You have to listen to every word of it. And a person could get a bit for tumult, could be a bit carried away, and if he has to then do afterwards the mitzvah, which requires kavana, he might not do a good job. And therefore, by Sri Sayyidina, where a person has to know which day you're counting, if we would rely on listening and have kavanah to be yotzer with the chazan or the rav's bracha, a person might get mixed up. And if it's much better for a person to know what he's doing, I'm about to make a bracha and I know which day I'm counting, and with that way you won't get mixed up. The same about hechas shchita, he says hechas shchita is five halachas have to shech the korban. It's not the behema. It's not an easy thing to do. Again, if you're going to be concentrating on somebody else and then remembering to shech, you could get confused, not do the mitzvah properly. Therefore, says to Roshoi, that's why, based on the Mabit, that's why we don't rely on Berib Am in those situations. Rabbi Karon, Halacha Lamaisa, says to Roshoi, and Mishabua, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Halacha Lamaisa, we always would rely on Berib Am. That's the Mahalach of the Gdol Achrein. What's the machlekes? What's the kud machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch Rav and, if we call it, the Malbim and Rav Kiveg and Mishnah Berurah? Why is the Shulchan Aruch Rav says no? You're losing out. You're losing out. If you rely on Breivam, you're losing out. You're in Bracha. And the Malbim or the Chosho won't bother about that. Efsa. This is Mamish. Forget the Efsa. There's a famous Chakira, how exactly does Shemei Ko'ina work? What exactly is Shemei Ko'ina? Is Shemei Ko'ina, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav explained, there's really one person making the bracha, and we, by listening to that person, he is our shliach, and it's as if we are being yoitzer through his speech. Or, is Shemei Ko'ina, pshat, that our ears are listening, and that is a way, Shemei Ko'ina, that is a way of saying the bracha. The way of saying the bracha, you can speak it, and you can hear it. Both of them are ways of saying the bracha. Chaznish famously understands more the first way. It's proud that there is a schabrus between my listening and his speech, but it's his words that are being mighty for me. But there is the other tzad, the tzad that says, no, Shemei Koina. It's this, there is that are speaking. It's a way of speaking. Perhaps that's the machlekes it. Shulchan Aruch Rav learns it's within shlichus. Shemei Koina is just shlichus. There's one person making the bracha. I'm yaitzah through him. There's one person making the bracha. Okay, if there's one person making the bracha, wonderful, b'reivam, but I'm losing out on my idea of me making the bracha. So therefore, says Shulchan Aruch Rav, you have a choice, you can do what you want. But thinking, if you learn that Shemei Koina is just that I'm making the bracha by listening, so I am making the bracha, I'm not losing out anything. There's one person making the bracha, I'm listening, I'm also making a bracha, and as the Rav, he said more than that. I'm even answering amen to it, there's a maila even. So there's no chesaron in me listening to somebody else making a bracha. There's only a maila, b'reivam, let one person make a mouth of everyone, and that way we'll be glorifying Hashem's name in public. So maybe, so this. Therefore, these are going impossibly hold that there's a better in that case. One person should make a bracha, and everyone else will be yitzah by their listening, by their saying it midin b'roib am. Perhaps we could say that's the machleik. That what? It could be midin shlichus. It could be because every person is. Every person has their mitzvah? Yeah. It could still work within the two malachim. Yeah. The mitzvah, Mishabur does pasken that there's an Indian of brave arm. But he brings a chaya odom and says, nowadays we don't do it. Nowadays, says chaya odom, not everyone's able to have kavanah to be mighty, to have kavanah to be yitzah. And therefore, the minig says the Mishabur is, Mishabur both in Simon Ches and in Simon Yishud Gimel, brings down Efter Meshum Sheina Kol Bekin is coming Lotzi Lehitzi. It comes from Chai Adam. Therefore, all this idea of Breivam has gone out the window because very nice Breivam, but people don't know how to have Kavana to be Yitzer, then they're not Yitzer the Mitzvah Bechla. Therefore, the minig has become that we don't rely on the Mevoich. But let's try and work it out. There are cases when the minhag seems to be that we do rely on the Baal Tekeh. The Baal Tekeh makes the bracha, and everyone's yaitz with his bracha. We don't all make our own brachas. So, there's a nice minhag of Chayodim. It doesn't seem to work out. Understand now, Kriyas HaHalel. Understand all these cases where we don't rely on the Rav, even though we should rely on the Rav, but not everyone has kavana to be yaitz. But, Halel, the same idea. Oh, but there are cases where we do rely on the Baal Tekeh. The Mikra Megillah, we said, Baal Tekeh. So after the idea is that whenever we have no choice, that's when we rely. That means, by Mikra, by Tia Shofar, we anyway have to rely on the idea that we know Kavana Lohiti Olotzi. Not everyone's got a Shofar, not everyone's blowing. There's only one person going to be blowing, and everyone has to have Kavana to be Yotza with his blowing. So in that situation, when everyone anyway, we have to rely that people do have Kavana, Lotzi Zalaiti, we rely also on the Bracha. The mitzvah is on the Shmiya, but, okay, we'll have to give a shir on that as well. But it's like, can't just have a tape recorder, right? You can't have a child blowing, you can't have a non-Jew blowing, right? So then, after the Baal Tekeh has got Kavana to be made to one of the few halachas the Baal Tekeh has to know, is he has to have Kavana to be made to the Tzivu. Somebody standing outside, he's Yoitz, why? Because the Baal Tekeh has Kavana for people all around. There's a Indian of Kavana. It's true, why, what, and how, but that's not for today. So Mimela, actually that's the pshat. And since for Mikra Megillah, there's one Baal Tekeh who's going to be mighty after the Mikra Megillah. So Mimela, he's mighty also with the Bracha. But any other time, when he's not being mighty after, for instance, Halel, not being mighty after Halel, every person is making their own Halel. So therefore, like Abba the Bracha, we make our own Bracha. He's not being mighty after Yisoyimah, so we make our own Bracha. The interesting Shaila, like Abba, is Seder night. Seder night, meaning, I think, in Kumat, all of Klal Yisrael, is that for Kiddush, everyone makes their own Kiddush. Everyone makes their own Kiddush. On a normal Shabbos, most families, just the father makes the Kiddush. What's the difference? Why is it on Seder night everyone makes their own Kiddush and not? So I think Pshat al Pidus meaning makes sense. Because on Friday night, not everyone has their own kois. There's only one person who's got a cup, and he has to be made to this table. So later, since he's got the kois, we have to rely on him to be made to us. Since we have to rely on him, might be better that way, brave arm. Mashiach on Seder night, everyone's got their own Kiddush cup, because of other kois. And therefore, in this case, Adarava, since we don't have to rely on the person making the bracha, so Adarava, with the Alpidus Minik of the Chai Adam, each person makes their own bracha, each person makes their own Kiddush. It's even better, because each person making their own mitzvah, so they should make their own bracha. But we don't pass like Shulchan Ochrav, Mishra don't pass like that. Passing that, because we would rely on Brevam, but the Minik is not like that. So that would explain by Kiddush. What about Achilis Matzah? Achilis Matzah, Achilis Mori. So I went around actually the neighborhood asking what people do. Somebody thought maybe it was the first time making Seder. Somebody sent me an email, what's the first time you ever made Seder? No, Baruch Hashem, it's quite a few times. But I went around asking what do people do? What do people do regarding Achilis Matzah? Hamoitzi, it seems the minig is that the Baal HaMesada, the person who's got the Matzah in front of him, makes Hamoitzi. He's got the Lechem Mishnah. So everyone needs to be yoytzi with his hamoytzi in order for them to be yoytzi from alachilas yoytzi hamoytzi. What about alachilas matzah? So it seems that most people rely on the mesadeh to say alachilas matzah, and they just eat the matzah. When it comes to moroi, most people make their own alachilas moroi. What's the chiluk between it? What's the difference between kiddush alachilas matzah and alachilas moroi? What's the pshat? So ask the Ravi, said kacha. Okay, so maybe we can work out what the pshat and the kacha is. So the pshat's like this, I think. When it comes to alachilas, when it comes to kiddush, as we said, everyone's got their own kohen. Therefore, we don't rely on shemei kohen, we don't rely on it, people don't have to have kavana. Everyone makes their own thing b'frat, because it's a long bracha. Everyone makes their own kiddush. When it comes to alachilas matzah, since you have to rely on the mesada for the hamoitzi, so two brachas go together on the same inyan. Therefore, we rely on him for both Achilles for the Hamoitzi and for Achilles Matzah. Back to Achilles Mori, every person's on their own again. So therefore, we will go back to the old minig of the Chai Adam says that we don't want to rely on anyone and we make our own bracha. Perhaps that could be the pshat in minig of Klal Yisrael. The same thing by Leish Besukah, the same idea. Leish Besukah, one person's making a bracha on the Kiddush. Why? Because he's only got the kohen. And he'll make a bracha on Leish Besukah. He might say everyone, why? Why put the minig Chai Adam? Since we're being yoytza with a Mekadosh on the Kiddush, we'll make a yoytza on him also for the Leish Besukah. That's the pshat in minig of Klal Yisrael. But that's not the minig of the Jacobson family. And that's what made me look into it, because we have a certain minig. And when my son got married and he ate by his father-in-law was very surprised at this minig and made me look into pshat in my minig. The minig in family Jacobson and the minig of the Chasam Sofer and the minig of Vosna, Shevet Alevi and others. What is that the Mesada makes a bracha moiti, but each person makes their own bracha ala chilis matzah. The Mekadosh makes a bracha of kiddush, but each person makes their own leish to besukah. What's the pshat in that? So one shot we can explain is Alpidus Chai Adam, that what we need to rely on the Mekadosh, we have to rely on him. But for other things, we don't. For Alachilis Matzah, I have to rely on him for Moitzi, but I don't have to rely on him for Alachilis Matzah. For Alachilis Matzah, every person makes his own Roch Alachilis Matzah. For Leish Besukah, everyone makes his Roch Leish Besukah. Perhaps that could be the pshat in the minig that I come from, but I saw a very nice pshat.
Only
the Mesada has it. And then you give it a little piece on the Maitzi in order to. Yeah, Ravon actually used to do that. He himself had three. He gave to each person one and a half to make their Maitzi and Machilis Matzah in order to say that. I saw a very nice idea in Peshema Rav Yosef Dune from London. He used to say the mitzvah that comes on a one-off occurrence, there's a special inyan in each person making a bracha on it. That's how he used to explain why by Elisha B'Suka and Achilles Matzah, each person makes their own bracha. Here's the opportunity to make a bracha on a mitzvah that's once in a year. And you want to rely on somebody else making the bracha on it. Therefore, he used to tell his family, Hamoiti Abi Moiti. Kiddush Abi Moiti. But in Achilles Matzah and Elisha B'Suka, you make your own. And I found in the Mabit, in that same Chuvah Mabit, he explains, Banitilis Yadayim. Tilis Yadayim in the morning, there the minig is that every person makes their own bracha. Even though the Mabit held that one person should make all the brachas of Shachar, but on Tilis Yadayim not. What's the idea? Says the Mabit in Sim Kupay, Ani Moisef Neifach Meshali, Birchas Netilis Yashachar, Ye bracha Yishayna Shayma Adam Chol Yoyim. It's the first bracha a person makes in the day. Can't open his mouth with praising Hashem. It's such a special mitzvah you're doing. Even though there's an inyan of Reivam, but this bracha is what enables me to be. It's like the opens the dam for me to give multitudes of brachas and shevach and tefillah and toyah to Hashem. Then in this case, each person makes his own bracha. And I thought perhaps we can explain this, the minig here in the Gaon and also many shuls, the Shechionu Alel Leilim Kippur. Shechionu Alel Leilim Kippur, Mikey, the Zayin Gedudin and Stark, stands there and he starts the bracha, but everyone's saying Shechionu with him. Everyone's saying Shechionu with him, then we finish and he ends off, as manas then we all answer Amen. What's the idea? What happened to Breivam? Why is it that Mikey's standing here? He's being our chazan, but we want to make our own bracha. So it could be al kidah chay adam, could be because we don't want to rely that Mikey knows how to be moitzi us, could be. We don't have to be yotze from him, yecholiot. But I was thinking the same idea that the kanta yoyim of mechila chapara, the day that we've been looking to turn forward for, this day we're going to have a clean slate, and we're able to make a shachiyonah to thank Hashem that we've come to this date. So, Avadi, in this case, every person wants to make the bracha themselves. Every person wants to have this chibur to thank Hashem for this gewaltige shechionu, v'kimonu, v'gionu, as man is there. And therefore, each of us make our own shechionu and don't want to rely on the chazan. Well, then we say, Amen afterwards. But, so, Avadi, why can't we be making?
No, you're
not going to not yet, the kiddush with shechionu. We have to find other ways. Sure. So, what happened to Breivam? Other, but first he wants to have his own chibur. So that's perhaps the chat in understanding the minig olam. Even though al pi aloche should be brave am adus melech, but because we want to be able to mekayim the mitzvah properly, seems that the minig is that we generally don't rely on brave am unless anyway the chazan's being mitzi us all mekayim megillah and tkiyas sefer. Yeah. But then we have to come on to the other idea. Since he's anyway being made to us, so anyway we have to come on to that. The Chai Adam doesn't apply. Oh, you're saying this idea of... Yeah, okay. Maybe he got Shulchan Acharav. Tough you two of them together. Okay. Shechion is the father does. Yeah, just to get the mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, we've all come together to spend our time using Chol HaMoed in the proper way. It says, V'nissan Nigalu, V'nissan Asidna Negoyel. So Rav Shtenbuch says in his Sefer that Purim is always an Adar Sheni. And he's Mazvi that Purim was the nest where we saw Hashem gave, was Mashkiach on us, even B'nissan. That's what Purim was. Purim was Nisar, Pesach was Nigla, Purim was Nisar. And the Ramban explains, Hashem can't reveal to himself, to us, always in public. He chose Mitzrayim, and for that it's meant to be, every time we have an Es Nisar, we're now living off those Nisim of Pesach. It says of Shtenbuch, if a person is Mechazik himself in being Maki, the Nisim, and Historim, then Hashem will bring the Geula. And that's the idea. Since we are Maki Purim, the next Purim, we must make it to the Gola of Tfilin, of Pesach, because Nitzin, like we said, Nitzon, Nigalu, and Nitzin, Yetz Hashem, Hasidim Yigal, as all the speakers have said, we're living in historic times, amazingly historic times, when we're seeing, come out, we could say Nisim Gluyim, but there are Derech Nistar. We should appreciate these times, and we daven. If we show our appreciation to Hashem, how much He's looking after us, how much He's Mashkiach on us, then He will, in Yetz Hashem, bring us the Gula Shlema, from here, Amen.